This is WSKG. I'm Brett Jaspers, and it looks like this weekend will be a nice one weather-wise. And here with some suggestions on what to do with your weekend is Chris Coker. He's the entertainment editor for the Press and Sun Bulletin, Star Gazette, and Ithaca Journal. Each week, he joins his wife, WSKG's Crystal Sirakis, with a list of arts events in the region. Chris starts off with the Ithaca Festival.
They are going to have it for only 3 days this year. It's going to be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and they're having the parade on Friday. Like normally, they used to have the parade on Thursday, but they're trying to keep the energy level up and having the parade on Friday this year. It's also the first year that they're having it in the fully renovated Commons area.
That's right.
And they've actually expanded it out some from there throughout downtown from what it had been previously.
You know, there are two things. It's not Memorial Day for me that is the start of my summer. It's Ithaca Festival and Greek Fest in Vestal.
Those are two great ways to mark the beginning of summer. But Ithaca Festival, as usual, will have lots of great vendors, music, performances, food.
And people. And people.
A lot of people.
It's one of my favorite people watching places in the entire world.
Absolutely.
What else do we have?
Well, I also wanted to mention tonight, at the Dock, there is a great singer-songwriter who's going to be there called Valerie June. And she has some great tunes, a great voice. Check out her videos online. She is an interesting singer-songwriter who has been making a name for herself in the last few years.
Who would you say that she sounds like?
Well, she's been compared to sort of a mix between Billie Holiday and Dolly Parton, if you can imagine that.
Interesting.
She sort of mixes jazz and soul and roots music and a very interesting, eclectic young lady who's making a name for herself.
And I think we'll find a video of that and post it when we put our interview up on the website so people can check that out in person.
That sounds like a great plan.
What else do we have?
All right, on Sunday, Dierks Bentley, a country star who just put out an album last week called Black, will be performing at Tags and Big Flats. That's the beginning of the Tags summer concert series. If you love country music, that's where you want to be on Sunday.
At Tags. What else?
All around the region, there is a plethora of great theater that is opening this weekend. At Cider Mill Playhouse tonight, they are opening the musical Urinetown, which is, of course, a satire of Broadway and of capitalism and corporate greed. And despite the title, it is family-friendly. They wanted to make sure that I stressed that part of it when I talk about it. It is good for the kids. They will laugh. Also, Friday night at Cuyahoga Playhouse in Owego is How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying, which is another classic. SRO Productions is doing down at the Shore Family Firehouse stage in Johnson City. They are doing Evita, which has rarely, if ever, been done in this area because of the nature of the show. It is such a big show, and you really need the right voices and the right cast for that show. And then on Wednesday night, the Cortland Repertory Theater is opening a show in Cortland. It's a new show by Ken Ludwig, and it is called The Fox on the Fairway, which is about golf and romance.
Always lots of theater going on, and it'd be great to get more people out to check out some of the really excellent stage work that's being produced throughout the region.
That's very true, very true.
What else do we have?
Bella Fleck and the Flecktones are reunited for a few shows in the Northeast over the next month or so, and one of them will be Tuesday night at the Anderson Center at Binghamton University. It's at the Oscar Hout Concert Theater, so that there are seats inside. There are seats on the lawn. You can bring a sandwich and check out the great music. I think we went to the last show that Bella Fleck was there.
We did.
And it was a great night out under the stars, and we had a nice sandwich, as I remember.
He's such a fantastic performer. If you like Bela Fleck, honestly, even if you don't know who Bela Fleck is and you want something to do on Tuesday, this is a concert worth checking out.
The Flecktones always leave me with one question. You know what that is?
What?
How do I get a cool nickname like Future Man?
I think we should have an internet poll like the Binghamton Mets did.
That didn't work out well for them. Perhaps that's not such a good idea.
We'll think about this.
I don't want to be known as Scug Muffin.
We're going to wrap it up there, Chris.
That'd probably be a good idea.
Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
That was WSKG's Crystal Sirakis with Chris Coker, the entertainment editor for the Gannett Papers. Follow him on Twitter at RealChrisCoker.